batas. Pagbibigay linaw at kaalaman para sa bayan sa mga legal na usapin, libreng konsultasyon at tulong na may kinalaman sa batas. Bayan at batas. Kaalaman at serbisyong legal dito sa Radyo ng Bayan.
Magandang gabi po sa ating mga tagapakinig. Welcome po muli sa ating palatuntunan. Ngayon pong araw na ito ng Linggo, ika-28 na sa buwan ng Oktubre, ngayong 2012. Ito po ang inyong lingkod, Vendones. At syempre kasama po natin dito ang ating mga kaibigang abogado. Unahin natin si Attorney Marvin Aceron. Attorney Marvin.
Bis Ben, episode 104.
Parang
as
talaga,
we approach our second year anniversary next week.
November, no?
November, first Sunday of November.
Oo nga.
2010 nag-umpisa.
Tandang tanda.
At ngayon po ay 104th episode, tandang which tanda means kompleto na yung 52 per year natin. At ngayon, we have a very special guest. And we would like to call it the latest Filipino episode.
Okay.
Because we have with us a new Filipino citizen who just took his oath last week.
Last week, Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay.
So we will interview him on how hard it was for him to become a Filipino, while everybody is taking it for granted and everybody wants to be some nationality. Someone here took a hard time trying to become a Filipino. And let's listen to his story.
Oh, kakaiba yun, ano? Kakaiba yun sa kanya. So kasama pa rin natin dito si Attorney Noel Punzalan. Attorney Noel.
Magandang gabi, Miss Ben. And I'd like to add, he's not a basketball player.
Oy, alam mo, kanina talaga. Sige, bumati ka muna, Attorney Noel.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Ay, magandang gabi kay kay Attorney Shai Monera. Kapapanganak lang.
Ah, talaga? Uy.
Nakakatuwa. At siya yung first lawyer.
Congrats.
Actually, nung ating guest.
Ah, talaga? Siya yung lawyer.
Mabawak ng kaso ni ating panauhin ngayon.
Diba?
Sige, okay na.
Kanina nga, pagdating nung ating guest, parang bigla ako natakot sa sobrang...
Hindi siya basketball player.
Oo, kasi nakatingala ako.
Papanaturalized na citizen, pero
oo, nakatingala
hindi,
ako eh.
Hindi siya basketball. Yung guest natin, naintindihan niya ako, no? Diretso Tagalog ko.
Oo nga. Hindi, magaling din siya mag-Tagalog. Diba sabi ko nga sa'yo, naku, ipunin ko English ko.
No need.
Oo. Sabi ko, ibibigay ko na lahat dito. Hindi naman pala kailangan. Sige.
Okay.
So, Attorney Marvin.
Pakilala mo na.
Pakilala natin ang ating ang latest Filipino. Latest Pinoy. Sabi ko, you should adopt a Pinoy name, you know? ang pangalan po niya ay si Sefyan Abdel Hakim Mohamed, a.k.a. Sefyan Abdel Hakim Mohamed Hussein.
Okay.
Sir, would you like to talk to the...
Tagalog. Oo, mas maganda.
Bumati ka, sir.
Bati.
Magandang gabi sa lahat ng listener ng
Bayan at Batas. Bayan
nakabukas batas ba yung ano
niya? Bukas.
Okay. And magandang gabi sa the guest and the host of the programa.
Okay.
And especially, I want to speak a little bit in Ilonggo for my Ilonggo.
Ilonggo pala.
Talo pa kami.
Classmate sa Western Institute of Technology in Iloilo, La Paz. Mayong gabi sa inyong lahat.
Uy, ang galing.
Lugay na hindi kami nakita sa itong Basko. Puli ako doon sa Iloilo para mag-banding.
Nagtingin ka sa Iloilo, bay?
Kalaskada sa ayo.
Sa haro? Ay, taga-haro, bay.
Alam ko na sa Iloilo, yung hinigugma lang.
Ano na nga ni...
Sefyan.
Yeah. Anong height mo, Sefyan?
5'11".
At
hindi siya basketball player.
Football player daw siya. Oo, na-interview ko na siya kanina eh.
Gamit ang iyong Tagalog.
Na-interview ko na yung buhay niya.
Ngayon.
Ang tagal kasi, 45.
Ang mga kaibigan, si Sefyan Mohamed po ay nag-file ng petition for naturalization to be a Filipino. At siyan po ay kung kailan lamang nag-grant. Pero pag-usapan muna natin yung ibang mga bagay. Una-una, Sefyan, kailan ka ba napunta sa Pilipinas? When did you arrive in the Philippines?
Napunta ko dito mga 1989 sa Pilipinas as a student sa I study Ferris sa Fiat University. Tanda ng transfer ako sa Iloilo, sa Western Institute of Technology for Marine Engineering. I graduate from that school.
Okay.
I'm proud to be.
When did you graduate? So, kailangan na graduate sa
2001.
Marine Engineering.
Marine Engineering.
Interesting. Saan ka galing na bansa bago ka nagpunta sa Pilipinas?
From Sudan.
From Sudan.
Mm-hmm. In Africa. And I came here for study.
Yun ang original mo study lang.
Original for study.
For study. Anong narinig mo sa Pilipinas at dito ka?
Kasi dati mayroon kong yung cousin ko dito, siya nag-aral ng ano, piloto.
Mm.
Siya nag-encourage sa akin papunta dito para engineering ako, kasi mahilig ko sa marine engineering, but hindi available sa aming bansa.
Wala doon.
Yes, wala kaming course kung marine engineering.
Pero hindi naman landlocked ang Sudan.
Hindi, mayroon sa Red Sea. Sa Red Sea. Mayroon. Mm. But wala kaming maritime school that time. Hindi ko alam na yun.
So ngayon, meron na.
Meron na sila.
Well, sabi nga nila, best mariners come from the Philippines. Eh.
Yes. Mm. That's why we came here for studying.
Tapos nun, nabighani ka na, nagustuhan mo na dito sa Pilipinas.
Yes. Kung dumating ako, after one semester, I get married with my wife.
Kaya naman pala. One semester, you
one
got
semester.
Married.
One semester. Yeah. Nabighani ka sa iyong naging asawa.
Anong pangalan ng asawa mo?
Lailani Piano.
Wow.
Like siya ba yung Ilonggo?
Hindi, Ilocana.
Ilocana. Saan mo siya nakilala? Sa Iloilo?
Sa Fiat University.
Sa Fiat.
Met kami dati.
Kaklase.
Fiat,
kaklase.
Alam mo, yung tatay ko, dyan nagtapos ng college. Mm. Parang ko kayo ng eskwelahan, Fiat University. Fiat. Doon sa may, eskolta, di ba?
Yeah,
eskolta. Yung tabi-tabi ba yun?
Yeah. O kaya lang isang SEM lang ata.
Isang SEM lang sa Fiati. That nag-transfer ako sa Western Institute of Technology kasi nag-offer sila sa akin yung scholarship.
Mas maganda.
Football siya.
Football scholarship.
Yes. Anong laro mo sa football, sir?
Forward.
No,
striker.
Nakakailang goal ka naman sa career mo na? So
yeah, marami. Especially sa school ko. Dati kami, lagi kami nag-champion.
Mas maganda ng deal yun, football scholarship. Yung nga lang sa Iloilo.
Sa Iloilo.
Sa Iloilo.
Pero wala siyang binayad, biro mo. Wala kang binayaran na tuition, ano?
Wala. That's why, you know, from that point, nakita ko yung Philippines. Bantay sila sa tao. Hindi. Foreigner ako, but still, they give me the privilege of the Filipino student.
Ayun.
Walang talagang
discrimination.
Yeah, discrimination regarding the achievement or academic or sport things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that I appreciate too much for the Filipino people. Mm-hmm. They send me to school, they give me a refuge, and they give me the citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ganda. Ang Pilipinas, ano?
Okay. Attorney Marvin.
Okay. So, Sefian, kailan mo final itong petition for naturalization mo?
I filed it 2007.
According to the case, 07 yung number.
Yeah, 2007.
07 yung case. 07-005.
Panglima
pa lang siguro. Panglimang citizenship case.
Ano kaya nangyari doon sa apat?
Lack of interest.
Kailan ito natapos? Kailan ka nag-oath taking?
October.
October
24.
October 24, 2012.
United Nations Day.
Yan ay ilang taon yan halos?
Almost 5 years, going to 6 years.
Almost. Whoa. 5. Napaka-bobo siguro mga abogado mo. Napaka-bobo.
Joke lang. No, because, you know, I believe in them. And I believe all those people, they handle my case fairs as a refugees in the DOJ. Attorney Fontanilla and the group of the attorneys there. When I came, they give me a really hand of help.
Mm-hmm.
For Ferris, they secure me a permit to work legally in the Philippines, because I have to work after I graduate and earn for my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, sometimes people think about the refugees. The refugees have to sit down at home and United Nations gonna feed him. And this is usually the the background about the refugees in all over the world.
Mm-mm.
But for me, it's different cases. I don't like to sit down. I have my diploma. I can be participate in this country. I can.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. They help me. They give me the permit. They legalize my documents in the immigration, and they they give me permit from the Dolly to work. I am working as a public relations officer in Embassy of State of Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
And from that time, they convinced me even to apply for the citizenship. And mm-hmm. that time, I have no idea about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, okay, up to the permit only for the DOJ. But okay. No, they encourage me. They tell me we have a program.
Uh-huh.
After the Philippines signed the UN charter for the refugees, they give me opportunity to tell me we have the program to integrate the refugees in the mm-hmm. Philippine society.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I listen to them, of course, and I believe in them, because usually people coming here, when they hear about the DOJ, the government,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you know, they starting mm-hmm. having doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I really want, they talk to me, because I want to school here.
Mm-hmm.
I know how the Filipino the government, you can find really good people. They can help you around with your problem. And
mm-hmm.
I test them, and really, it work out, especially mm-hmm. with my permit.
Mm-hmm.
From that point, I said those people, they mm-hmm. really they gonna help me. That's
mm-hmm.
why I believe on them and
mm-hmm.
just go with all the procedure they
mm-hmm.
need. It's a long time, 5 years, but still. I'm here. I'm sitting down. I'm not going everywhere
mm-hmm.
for me.
Uh-huh.
At the end, thanks God, I get the mm-hmm. citizenship with the help of Attorney Bunzalan and
Attorney Marvin.
Marvin.
Oh, oh.
And Attorney Shaina.
Oh, yeah.
She goes with me all the difficult time.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes there is emotional things
yes,
happen
yes.
and frustration like this, but still she encouraged me to keep the course for
and
the
and finally, and finally.
Know, finally I have it.
Yes.
Yeah. What were the difficulties? Anong mga mahirap na ginawa mo dito sa kaso na to? What were the difficulties in your case?
Yung difficult lagi sa scheduling of the
hearing.
It takes sometimes long.
Mm.
Minsan, 2 months, 3 months
Mm-mm.
scheduling of the hearing, because you know we don't know they have a lot of schedule of the court. I think
mm-hmm.
the court schedule itself for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot go behind, and they have 2 months from November to December. They have the seminars, and they are preparing things. I know now all the
stenographers will have their seminar, the judge will have the seminar,
yeah.
The fiscal will have the seminar.
Yeah, this is usually the
even the lawyers have their seminar.
Maybe in the future. Because, you know, from my observation here in the Philippines, Filipino people, they are always smart. They see, for example, I'm the first case. I'll be study case for the DOJ and for my attorney even. Maybe
yes.
It's first time for him to handle naturalization.
Oh,
yes, it will be study case for them. And in the future, it will be easier. Any country
mm-hmm.
in the world, they start the same. Things it will be longer, but after meantime, they're going to cut the time, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'm help for the other refugees.
We benefit from your learning curve.
Yes. Yes.
I was looking at the records of your cross-examination. The Solicitor General gave you a hard time, apparently. You remember what happened in your cross-examination?
yes, because the question, because I am not that good in Tagalog, but I am good in Ilonggo.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Sometimes, you know, people coming from Iloilo, they have difficulty to adjust with the Tagalog here, fluently at Tagalog. And the judge, of course, he understands it, and the Ilonggo is part of the language in the Philippines,
mm-mm.
spoken in the Philippines. I consider it.
Yeah.
As you are speaking Tagalog.
And she made you sing the national anthem.
Yes, and led me to memorize. Not reading from the paper. Then you have to memorize it next hearing. And I memorize
yes.
it and come back.
Yeah, that's very good. So are you still able to memorize the Lupang Hinirang?
Yes.
Maybe later I will ask you to say it. I will not do that.
Yeah, with accompaniment in videoke.
Okay, so Sefian, what made you think that you will be okay in the Philippines? What is it that made you decide that you will become a Filipino?
My first step, my family, I'm here with my family here, my wife and my son. And from the first time when I came here, I observed the country and the freedom, the Filipino that enjoy that I am lacking in my country. I'm now 44 years old. Up to now, I didn't vote in any election. Yes, I didn't vote in election. This is the most things that I want to do. To go to the poll and vote.
Is there still time for him to
register? We need to get the finality. The deadline of COMELEC is 31, so maybe next election.
Maybe next elections. You can,
and the good things also, my son, he's just recently registered himself. I tell him, hopefully we are going to vote together. Yeah. For me, the first time. For him, the first time.
He's Filipino because she's born of a Filipino mother. Your son is Filipino.
And where is your son studying?
In Asian Pacific College.
And what year is he in college?
Second year multimedia.
Multimedia.
Major in animation.
That's exciting. Second year. And you said earlier that you play football. Naglalaro ko ng football. Do you still play football?
Yeah, I still play football.
Oh, where do you play football?
In Ayala, in Fort Bonifacio, with some other embassies. We have some league sometimes. We play together with other nationalities, with Filipino. Uh-huh. But of course, the most enjoyable one, the time that I go back in Iloilo, I play in La Paz Plaza. Mm-hmm. That is where is my friend. Mm-hmm. That we are bonding there. We are playing there every Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And up to now, I always spending my Christmas back in Iloilo.
Okay.
Have you heard of the Askals?
Yes.
What do you think of them?
Tinanong ko nga siya.
Yeah, they're good, but I hope there is a local player. They have to start from the local player. Player in the other, in Davao, in Iloilo, in Barotac, and these places, they have to
develop
the youth, not depend much in the player coming from outside. It will be the football. It need a big fans also to attend, and big sponsorship. This is lacking now in the Philippines. People have to watch because the football is more expensive than the basketball. Running the football
leagues
is very expensive. It's not an easy
because
one.
The stadium is big.
Yes, and yes. At least we need a sponsor like San Miguel and those big company to
come. The
Philippines have a potential in this football than the basketball. Because they're fast learner, they're fast, they have stamina, there is a lot of things they can. And the football, it didn't matter the heights.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Maradona is a short guy, but he make a name for himself, for the Hall of Fame.
So who's your favorite football player right now?
Right now, there is many players.
Beckham.
Messi. You like Messi.
Beckham, no?
Before Luis Vigo.
Vigo.
This is my best.
Where is he playing right now? Vigo's not playing anymore.
Retired.
Messi is with Barcelona.
Zidane
is with France.
In France, yeah.
I only know two players in football. It's Maradona and Pele.
So you haven't been playing FIFA.
I play
FIFA in the PSP.
In PlayStation.
Okay, let's go back to your case. Why did it take so long for the case to finish? You had one cross-examination, and then it took you 2 years, 3 years to actually take your oath.
Yeah, because the Solicitor General sometimes they have objection of some documents we present to the court regarding my court clearance, because I secure the court clearance, as I understand from my attorney and from the others, that I have to secure it from where I'm staying, not from Makati trial court and the police station in Makati police station. This is what I provide the court, and plus my MBI clearance and immigration clearance. And the Solicitor General, they asked me to have it like from different province, but I don't live in the other places. I live only in Manila and in Iloilo.
And I have to secure from everywhere you stay.
And they have the MBI. The MBI is the nationwide. So of course, they are together. If they have some comment in my MPI, they gonna it gonna appear, but it's not. There is no record for any violation of the. And you know, actually, I don't go to the police station only to secure my clearance.
Mm-hmm.
I follow the law. Yes. Yes. I respect the law very much.
So the Solicitor General really gave you a hard time.
But sometimes also for them, they have to check.
Yes.
To satisfy before, themselves.
Yeah, satisfy themselves and satisfy the court, and that I will be a good citizen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like that's to think to be just like an open things, and after that they're gonna regret later if anything going wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They just want to be secure the their work to secure the anybody who have the citizenship to have to be, because the citizenship it mean you are if you are traveling abroad you are carrying the Filipino names.
Mm.
That whatever problem you make, that you are a Filipino citizen, they don't care about what you're in a different country because you are holding a Filipino passport.
Mm.
And in fact, I am traveling. I travel to the state. I travel to Doha, Qatar. I'm using my travel documents for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just only the difference. The travel documents is yes, from the DFA, but the citizenship there is my native. But it is a Philippine government documents and thanks God I just hold it well and I didn't make any violation.
Was it hard? Not committing any violation?
It's not hard because it's if you hard, right? You used to go straight and just doing your job, obeying the law. I think it's
you
not
go,
be
you go to your work. You come home,
yes.
Go to the work, come home, you don't get into trouble.
Yes.
When you go somewhere else after going to work, that's when you get into trouble.
I don't know, because some people I know have a hard time doing that.
I know.
Just staying good.
Well,
Miss Ben, I guess we can take
okay. O sige. So, may tanong tayo mamaya.
Meron tanong tayo mamaya. Natin.
O sige. So, babalik ko kami sa ikalawang bahagi na ating palatuntunan, ang tabayanan po ninyo.
Ngayon, mapapakinggan na ang PBS Radyo ng Bayan saan mang panig ng daigdig. Sa pamamagitan ng internet, mag-log on lamang sa www.pbs.gov.ph. I-click ang Radyo ng Bayan Live o kaya sa www.pinoywebcaster.com. I-click lamang ang Listen. Worldwide na ang PBS Radyo ng Bayan, ang Radyo ng Bayan.
Tangkilikin natin ang Radyo ng Pilipino, ang tinig ng mamamayan. Ito po ang inyong lingkod, Secretary Sunny Coloma, dito sa DZRB, Radyo ng Bayan, 738 kHz. Konektado ka!
Okay, meron na ho tayong 31 minuto makalipas ang alas 7. Balik ho tayo sa ating palatuntunan, Attorney Marvin.
Miss Ben, 0920-923-6509 ang itetext ng ating mga kababayan. At sa tanong ni Attorney Punzalan, texter number 2 will win Coffee Bean & Titi Philippines gift certificates.
Habang pinagpapahinga natin yung isa pa natin, makakasama.
Nagulat. Nakabaking. Pero tanong muna natin, tanong natin. Saan galing bansa yung ating panauhin?
Bago siya naging
Pinoy. Bago siya naging Pinoy.
Ayan.
Yan.
Okay.
Kayang-kaya yan. Ako, Diyos ko naman.
Kayang-kaya.
Starts with an S. Sige, may pababatiin
muna
tayo dito.
Sige, bati muna isang kasama natin dyan.
Dito. Tagal ko na tagal ko na din nakikita to. May miss ko na nga.
Si Attorney Boyet Del Prado. Attorney Boyet.
Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat na nakikinig. Magandang gabi. Congratulations kay Mr. Sefyan sa iyong oath-taking.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Philippines.
Yun yung ang kasunod kung Pinoy. Kung Pinoy na Pinoy ka, sasabihin mo sunod doon, pa-burger ka naman. Ganun ba eh?
Meron akong tanong. Since Halloween naman ngayon.
Nako?
Yeah, actually. Ano yung kinakatakutan mo na pag sa Filipino, what are you frightened about being a Filipino?
Meron ba?
Meron ba?
Yeah. Wala naman.
Wala naman.
Wala?
Wala talaga.
Mm-hmm.
So pagkakalala mo yun, lahat ng Pilipino mababait o hindi?
Hanggang na yun, lahat ang, nag, ang I meet, they're mabait, they're good. And, hanggang na yun, wala akong talagang encounter ng problema.
Ah, wala kang nakakaaway?
Hindi talaga.
Wala.
Hindi, hindi.
Yun nga yung mga straight sa bahay.
Straight sa bahay kasi straight trabaho, bahay.
Ayun, pala naman. Okay.
Kahit ang anak ko, the same behavior like me. Yeah, just for the socialize, wala kaming ano, masyadong problema.
Sige, marami kayong kaibigan sa Iloilo, di ba? So,
no, marami.
Marami rin kayong socialization sa ano.
Yes.
So, ibig sabihin, maraming mababait sa Iloilo.
Iyon naman.
Nalambing ng mga yun.
Matamis ng Ilonggo.
Yun?
Aba!
So, marami masasarap kainin sa Iloilo, di ba?
Siyempre.
Anong, anong paborito mong pagkain?
Pinakpit.
Pinakpit.
Ah, pinakpit. Ilocano. Kasi Ilocano yung asawa niya, di ba?
Ilocano yung asawa niya.
Ilocano talaga.
Kaya pinakbit.
Pinakbit, yes.
Okay.
So, bagoon.
Bagoon.
Yeah, with mango, with green mango.
Okay.
Bagoon at
not my, my best, my favorite.
Mango. Manga.
Manga.
May manga ba sa Sudan?
Meron.
Ah, meron din?
Yeah. But hindi matamis ganito.
Ah, hindi katulad ng tamis dito.
Yes, kasi maraming leaves, but here it's like a butter. It's just an easy to eat.
Mm-hmm.
The one in Sudan is different variety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tanong natin, no? May pamilya ka pa ba na naiwan sa bansa mo dati? Do you have a family that you left behind?
Oo, meron. Meron akong nanay ko down siya sa Sudan, may kapatid. Ibang kabatid ko sa US, iba sa Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Uh-huh. I have my two brothers in Sudan. My mother is still there, home.
Uh-huh. They but left. They were left behind because they chose to be there? Or they went back?
Kasi
there?
May trabaho sila. Doon sila nagtatrabaho. At saka yung nanay ko napunta dito 4 years ago. She visit me kasi hindi ko pwede mapunta diyan sa kanya.
Hindi ka
kahit 75 years old na siya, napunta siya.
Ah, okay.
Malayo, 15 hours flight, napunta siya dito. And she liked the place and she meet her, my son. And
it's
masaya. She liked the place. He tell me, you are safe here. At least he tell me whatever happened for her. She know I'm okay here in the Philippines.
Ah.
Ang mga taga-Sudan ba, meron silang pagkakapareho din sa mga Filipino?
Oh, kasi family tie.
Very,
very important. Kasi nung dati nagpunta ko dito, yung kapatid ko siya nag-finance sa akin. Siya magpadala sa akin pera para mag-aral.
Ayun.
It was part of the culture there to have a family tie from the uncle, from the... Everybody want to be close to each other, helping each other. The same like Filipino here. The Filipino each other, yeah.
Talaga nagtutulungan.
If not, because, difficult life there back home, and if people, they don't behave that way, nobody can survive. That's why it have to be like sharing what you have with the others.
Pero wala kang balak dumalaw ulit sa Sudan o hindi ka pwede?
Unless the government will be removed or...
Okay.
Talaga refugee status eh.
Yung
talaga ganun nun eh.
Hindi ako pwede magbalik doon unless the regime will change or they change their behavior toward the Sudanese people.
Okay.
Meron akong text-in question. Ah. Kumakain ka ba ng balut?
Balut? No.
Bakit?
Bakit?
Very difficult. I cannot.
But sir, are you Muslim? You're Muslim?
No, I'm Baha'i.
Ah, Baha'i. Hindi ko alam yun.
So, buti na hindi ka pinakain ng judge ng balut para patunayan.
Kung Pinoy ako, hindi.
Extreme sports.
No, sino yung fear factor na tawag?
No, there is I have my friend before there, Seventh-day Adventist. When I invite him, he called me, he tell me, don't cook for us shrimps. Don't cook this one because we don't eat it. That's why I learn a lot here about the religion, especially with the Catholic and the Protestants. And because there is all the firm of the Christianity is presented here in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
That is the good things also of this country. Give you a knowledge about religion and people living together, even their different sect of the Christianity. It gives me a sample of, it's supposed to be in all over the world, the people just say, the religion is come second for somebody to choose his friend or
tama.
Mm-hmm. Or the place gonna stay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yung asawa mo, balik tayo sa asawa mo. Yan ako, interesado ako palagi sa mga asawa. Saan kayo kinasal?
Sa Iloilo.
Sa Iloilo.
Kasi dati dito kami sa Manila, wala pa kami nagkasal. Sa Iloilo lang talaga kami, partner kami dito lang. Kasi just very young, I'm just only 17 or 18, going to 18.
Hindi pa pwede.
Yeah, hindi pa pwede magawa ng dokumento.
Void marriage yun, void.
Na lang. Sasabi tayo sa kaso.
Sabi tayo dyan.
Hanggang nang sa tamang edad, naggawa kaming civil marriage sa Iloilo.
Civil marriage sa Iloilo.
Tama.
Ayan ah, mga kaibigan.
Ayan ah.
And our family
si Sepia na nagsabi sa atin.
Oo, mahirap yan.
Oo, dapat tamang edad. Mag-asawa.
Hindi, pero ano, huwag rin maglibin.
Oo, ano, kaya kailangan ng ano, nagsunagpakasal na sila sa Iloilo. Sa ilang taon na kayong mag-asawa?
26 years.
Wow, congratulations.
26 years ka na ba dito?
Yes.
Ah, ba?
Oh, yan ha. Isang challenge din ha. 26 years.
Wow.
Yung mga Pinoy.
Tumingin sa akin. Diyos ko naman.
Wow naman.
Plana ako dyan.
Tignan mo, Attorney Noel. Oh, hindi mo ginagaya si Seth yan.
Dapat ang tumitingnan ni Attorney si Ron, ikaw.
Hindi ako.
Plana ako dyan. Tapos na ako dyan.
Okay.
Ito, maraming interesado sa kinakain mo. Ito, kumakain ka pa rin ng tilapia.
Tilapia?
Oh, simple and one.
This one, some of my project now to have a fish farm. I'm very interested with this one. I'm even now I inquire in the test. I want to get a course of fish farming, and this. I'm very interested with this.
Oh, that's important kasi alam mo sa Pilipinas ngayon, diyan na lang tayo umaasa sa ano, fish aquaculture.
Mm-hmm.
Sa pagkain natin sa mga isda. Dahil hindi yung mga isda natin, ano, mga wala na sa dagat eh. Mm-hmm. So kailangan na yung tilapia bangus, no.
Yeah, this is the future business here. It will be booming in these coming years because I think we're 2020, the Philippines, they're gonna concentrate more in the fish farming. Maybe 50% of the fish in the market will be from the farm, not from the sea anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Actually, now I go to market, I don't see anything but tilapia and ano,
bangus.
It's hard to get other kind of fish.
Nakakabidib si Sepia, no? Talagang very productive citizen, ano? Hindi lang siya yung ano, nakaupo lang, ayun. Pero nag-iisip siya na paano pagbutihin yung kanyang sarili, no?
Oh, okay, let's go back. What's your current work right now, Sepia?
I'm a public relations officer in Embassy of State of Qatar in Manila.
Ah, so public relations officer. And how often are you in the country?
Yeah, I travel every year because we have some program. I travel to the state. You have some assignment there every year to get in some program for the embassy, and I come back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe every year I go in January. 7 days or 10 days, I come back.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the year, I'm here in the Philippines.
Mm.
Mm. Yun nga eh. Di ba nung
oh, by the way, to si Pastor Roger De Lara. He's a regular listener. Mm. He's the one who asked you about tilapia.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard your answer. He said, tell him, this is Pastor talking to us, tell him I am an agri-consultant.
Yun.
For organizing aquaculture.
Yun.
Maybe you should call him later on.
Galing,
eh? He's always texting us, joining our contest. He also entered his answer. But I don't know if he's number two.
Hindi pa natin alam. Oh, there's say, there's after taking the oath, di ba? Kailangan hindi siya umalis ng Pilipinas.
Yeah, yun yung two-year period.
Okay.
After the decision.
Yeah. After the decision.
Two years period.
So, decision took 3 years.
Okay.
Tapos may two-year waiting period bago siya makatake ng oath.
Ah.
Which was last month.
Yun yung last month.
5 years
tapos,
lahat.
Umaalis pa nga siya. So, okay. Medyo hingi pa kami ng permiso.
Ayun.
Oo, sa korte.
Actually, sa kwento ho ng kaso, yung pa yung in-object sa amin.
Nung pag-alis
ni Sepia. Eh, dahil sa trabaho, umaalis siya. Eh, no? So, parang umangal doon ng Office of Solicitor General, bawal daw umalis.
Bawal talaga umalis.
Pero luckily, mayroong kaso na precedent.
Na exception.
Na pwede ba? Pag hindi mo naman gustong umalis at ikaw ay umalis.
Napilitan ka.
Yan, but we secure to the court also the certificate from where I'm working to for this assignment related travel. Yeah, that's why and the judge consider it and he give me a permission to travel and secure, of course, the immigration clearance and obtain the Philippine travel documents from the TFA.
So that's very good. No?
So susunod na passport na.
Ano sunod? Di, alam niya. Eh. Ano sunod pagkatapos?
We'll just bring the certificate of finality to the NSO and to the immigration. After that, I have a copy. I have to present it to the DFA.
Uh-huh.
Issuing the passport.
Passport. Tapos siguro next year registration to vote na.
Yes. this is the most.
We missed it by a few days.
I'm very interested to because I don't vote in my life. I don't. I see always.
Ah, kahit sa Sudan. Yeah, ayoko kasi ano pa lang siya pala 17.
Yeah.
Tama no nung sinabi mo nagpunta ka dito.
Yes.
Kaya
sana mas maraming nakikinig kasi sa Pilipinas parang yung pagboto kahit na holiday parang hindi excited yung mga tao bumoto.
Pero siya excited siya, no?
Even for my son, I'm very excited. Even if I will not vote, I will accompany him to the vote station.
Oh!
Yes. I register him very early.
Oh!
I tell him you have to secure. And he tell me why my friend, they don't. I tell him, you go. I need you to vote.
Vote for me.
Pero ano, kilala nyo na yung mga iboboto nyo, pinag-aralan nyo na.
I really don't know because he have his own group. I don't know really. I don't interfere in what his choice.
Ah, okay. So siya meron na siyang mga choice.
He have his choice with his friend group.
Okay, ha?
Mm-hmm. In our area in Bangkalan. I don't know who will vote to whom.
Well, there's another Makati text. We have a conversation with Pastor Roger De Lara. Well, this is very interesting. Tell him, tilapia nilotica. No, tilapia nilotica, which is, I think, the scientific name of tilapia, came from the Nile River.
From the Nile River, yeah.
Branching in Sudan.
Yeah. Branching in Sudan.
So he knows
it. Freshwater.
Freshwater.
Yeah, tilapia.
Mm. And it got all the way here.
Yeah, but it's here in the Philippines, the UP in Visayas, they make some research. They add some cross-matching with others. Rarity to be, because in Sudan it's not that big like here.
Mm.
It's a small.
Actually, it used to be small. When I was younger, I know tilapia was just very small fish.
Small fish.
Mm. All of a sudden, they become so big.
They have some researches in UP. In,
talaga?
Sana ma-invento na rin yung boneless tilapia. No?
I remember when I was younger, you know, my mom would go to the market and we'll eat tilapia. Very small tilapia, the fish. It's sweet.
Yeah, that's the original one.
It became bigger. So I was wondering how it become bigger. And it's not as sweet as before. So it's not, it was crossbred.
Yes.
You say it was crossbred.
Genetic engineering.
So we are also learning about tilapia from from our friend, our newest Pinoy. Okay, let's go back. So you're very excited, excited kasi pagboto mo, no?
For the election, yes.
Bakit sa Sudan ba, hindi ka pwedeng bumoto at the time? Mm, or talagang walang election doon? Or what?
There's no election actually. There's because we have still war under military rules. And, there is no freedom. There is no freedom of speech. There is no freedom of gathering. There is no everything. It have to be permission from the government.
Mm-hmm.
And even the people, they don't go to vote because they know the result before the start of the because you know the military things.
Mm-hmm.
During the Marcos time, you know who will win and who is not.
Mm-mm.
Before the election will start.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same similar situation with the Marcos era here in the Philippines and now in Sudan with that government. And
you're not going to get into trouble, huh? Go ahead.
And even our president, he's wanted by the International Criminal Court.
Mm.
And there's a warrant of arrest for him for genocide in Darfur and different part of Sudan.
You're not going to trouble by saying that all over the radio, okay? But anyway, you're Filipino now. We can protect you. But if you're from Sudan, you do that, what will happen to you?
No, I cannot. I cannot even. They cannot allow me to send books to my friend.
Oh, they cannot.
Yes, that is my major problem with them there. I just send a book. My problem starts with those governments. Just I start sending books for my friend.
Okay.
I didn't do something harm. I didn't be rebelled like others. Taking arm and fighting the government. My arm is just a books. I send it to my friend to share with them. Because here, go to National Bookstore, there's a lot of books. Just right, I bought some books from the National Bookstore about democracy and religion and other material.
So that got you into trouble?
Yes.
Because books.
Because, you know, in Africa, the books is still playing roles. It's not unlike the Philippines. Philippines, there people rely on the
internet.
The media and the internet. Mm-hmm. And people there still reading books.
So when you what were those books that you sent?
It's
maybe
about
it's Das Kapital. Karl Marx.
It is about democracy and freedom and talking about people living with others. It's harmony, it's a religion, whatever their religion. It's not because they're the usually the. This government, there is Islamist government, and they want to have certain rules and certain people what how they are thinking, and they want to control everything. But here, this is the freedom here in the Philippines, and there is similarity between the Filipino people and the Sudanese, especially it came for the people power. We have the fairest people power 1963 in Sudan.
After that, so, nauna pa kayo.
Yes, and it come the second one, it come on 1985.
Ayon.
But actually, the political parties, they don't run the country as is it. After that, again, we have a military rules that start from 89 up to today.
So, mas nauna pa pala sila sa atin, no? Nagkaroon ng people power, sabi mo?
Yes.
So no violence, no killing.
Yes, and you know, even I'm here, I also want to thank the Philippine National Police because they are sending some attachment back in Darfur. They are keeping the peace in the United Nations, and they are very good. Even people, we have our people in the field there, my friend, they tell me the best peacekeeper, they're the Filipinos.
Oh.
That they are dealing with the people in human way, and they are not doing any harm to others. They are just keeping the peace.
Mm-hmm.
Even from the rebels or from the government. People respecting the Filipino peacekeeper there too much. That's why they are very successful.
And I have a friend working in the UN, UN food program, I think. So they volunteer and they said at any given time they have to be ready to run because violence can erupt any time.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that true,
Sofia? Yes, correct. This is the
until now.
Until now, in the province of Darfur, they still because people still they want to. In Darfur, there is a lot of oils and people getting the central government getting the oil, and the people itself in that province have nothing. Mm-hmm. They don't have. They cannot provide for themselves for food, for education, health. And they see that there is oil in their country. Why it don't go back to them? At least they give share of it to the people in that province.
Mm-hmm.
So maganda rin marinig yung mga wala sa ibang bansa na meron tayo na hindi natin pinapahalagahan gaano. So mabuti din naririnig na ating mga tagapakinig kung ano yung maganda rin sa ating bansa kahit hindi natin alam na yun pala ay hindi nakukuha ng mga ibang mamamayan sa ibang bahagi ng mundo.
There's another text from Pastor Roger De Lara. Ito, medyo humahataw si Pastor. Eh, no? Sabi niya, Ethiopia. Ethiopia, where is Ethiopia?
It is our neighbor.
Your neighbor. Yeah. Is the holder and keeper of the oldest Christian writings.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Because we the Christian in Sudan, they are Orthodox.
Orthodox Christians?
Yes, Orthodox Christian. Imbitahin na natin from Egypt and
imbitahin na si Pastor dito next Sunday. Madami siyang input.
Yes, maybe we'll invite him one of these days, sir. So, you're saying it's from that side of Ethiopia is the Orthodox Christians.
Yes. And Egypt also.
And Egypt.
Yeah, because this is our influence. It came from Egypt and Ethiopia for the Christianity, but in Sudan we have the oldest civilization is the Kush.
It's called the cradle of civilization. Yeah.
This is more elder than the Egyptian pyramid. But because of the political and instability of the country, and that's why people, they don't know much about Sudan as we people Sudanese we know, but with the government they're not presenting the country to the world and this history of this country, and they are always sometimes also from their part ideologically they don't like to people to think about the past. They just want to have their own ideas to implement in their in their program to eliminate the history of the Sudanese people.
Sa Pilipinas, lagi nakikita natin maraming mahihirap, daming kumbaga, ang daming kulang sa health, sa education. Sa 26 na taon mo dito sa Pilipinas, nakita mo rin siguro yun, pero syempre, nakukumpara mo siya sa Sudan.
Yes, but nakita kong may babago. Kung first time na punta kong Iloilo, 1992 or 91, there is no traffic light in the street.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just only one road in Iloilo. It is Ilopez Street. It's just only cement. Yeah. If you go now back to Iloilo, it's more beautiful than Manila.
Well, it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's more beautiful in Manila. There is a lot of malls, there is a lot of street, even inside the barangay, you can find the cement.
The biggest mall there is when you land in the airport.
Yes.
You get greeted by the big sign, Welcome to Iloilo, then the name of the mall.
Yeah, that is the old airport, that is the new airport now.
Yeah.
Yes, the biggest one, international.
I remember.
Iloilo, actually, may mga kamag-anak po tayo dyan. Si Dr. Rosario Aceron, tita ko, nakatira doon. Tsaka yung mga ibang pinsang ko.
Yeah, there is progress. Whatever place you go. When we come to Manila, also here in Edsa, there is no also flyovers. Very few. Only the tunnel in Cubao.
Uh-huh.
But now it's totally different, and MRT. Still people looking and changing a lot of things. They are looking for sky in Edsa. It will happen. Yes, it did give a time for it. It will, yes.
Well, you know, somebody texted me. Maybe I should share this. Congratulations. This is one of your best episodes. Thank you, Sofian. In spite of everything, our country, it's inspiring to listen to the story of your guest. Maraming salamat. Salamat po. Maybe you should mention your name, sir, so we could thank you on the air.
This nakita thank natin, maganda pa sa Pilipinas. Ano?
Oo naman.
Diba? Yun ang ano dyan,
That's always
still
our thrust.
Good, look at the bright side. Diba?
Yeah. So this is the story of Sefyan Mohammed. Alam mo, Sefyan, sabi ko magpangalan ka ng palayo ng Pilipino. Kasi, limbawa, si Noel Del Prado, Attorney Boyet yan. Diba? Si Attorney Noel Punsalan, obit yan sa bahay. Ikaw, anong gusto mong pangalan mo? Ano yung palayo sa'yo?
Really, I'm not, I don't know really. But any...
If you're Filipino, ang tatanong sa'yo, ano yung tawag sa'yo ng misis mo pag hindi siya galit sa'yo?
Galit.
Sefi.
Honey. Pinoy.
Honey. Pero delikado maging nickname ang honey. Kasi pagka tinawag ka ng ibang babae na honey,
galit tayo.
Galit na si misis niya.
Galit na misis.
Tawagin mo silang lahat na honey.
Okay. Well, okay. Ang nanalo po sa ating contest, ang sagot niya, Sudan. Si Alito Araneta.
Isa pang suki
yan. Marami pang sumali ngayong gabi, no? Pero si Alito Araneta po ang nanalo. Siya ang texter number 2.
Sharing yata last week.
Tapos ang ibang sumali, si Esther Madarang, Sudan. Tama pong sagot. Si Philip Ko, thank you. Pero Sudan is correct. Pero Philip Ko, your number 4. So Roger Hernandez, Rosana Cunanan. Si Pastor Roger Delara. The winner tonight is Alito Araneta, and the correct answer is Sudan.
Sudan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, ito, meron akong clipping. nung last question ng ano, last question ng Solicitor General. Maybe I should give it to Sefian. He can read from it later, or he could revise it as he speaks. No, ang tanong sa kanya nung Solicitor General, mabigat, yung pinakahuling tanong last po kasi question sa cross, pinakamabigat yun. Mm. Pero ang tanong niya ito, why do you deserve to become a Filipino?
Deserve,
ah? Maybe you can refresh your memory or you can answer it again. Why do you deserve to become a Filipino?
You can adjust as you.
I become because I love this country, and I'm not staying here for much time here in the Philippines. I love my child, of course, my wife, and also I don't have any intention even to go out of this country. From the meantime, because of my work, is here. Even I have also assignment in the other places, improve my status as of my family. I deserve to stay here to enjoy staying because with my background, as I come from the Africa, I come from Africa. We don't have much democracy. We don't have any intention to go back to that place.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, this is the
you still believe in what you said before?
Yes. And I believe much in as I told you, the freedom that people are enjoying here and the progress. And people, if you work hard here, you can change your life. But in Africa, where you go, work hard, but still, you will be in number one still, very far from achieving your dream. But here, any dream it can be achieved easily. And I sometimes think why I work in the embassy. I see 300, 400 passports a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming to our embassy to stamp it for OFW going to Qatar. But I said, those people, they can stay here. They can have a job. It's better, especially with this lower salaries they're offering sometimes. But people here, they have to think about other things, working and having progress for their country, because the Filipinos, they are very generous in generally, and they are smart. They know how to survive in all circumstances.
Okay, thank you very much, Sefian. And
congratulations,
the latest Pinoy, and hopefully not the last.
Oo naman.
Maraming salamat sa inyong lahat, mga kaibigan. At ngayon, meron tayong bagong words of wisdom kay Sefian. Ulitin ko, if you work hard here, you will make it here.
Yeah. Ang naririnig ko, we have to work to deserve to become Filipinos.
Yeah. Yeah. Even with my attorney, when I meet them first time in their small office, now they have a very big office.
Oh, ayan.
Mahingay, huwag kayong mahingay.
Bino ko kayo.
I see the progress.
But actually, that's a story. We were starting then in 2007.
Setting up shop.
We were small, four lawyers. Now we're like, 20 lawyers in the firm. And Sefian grew with us. And that's why he deserves to be here. Because he stayed with us in spite of all the troubles. And thank you very much, Sefian, for your loyalty.
Okay.
Medyo wala tayong oras, ano?
Sige.
Magandang gabi na lang sa inyo lahat. Kay Mrs. Grace Paula Monsares, wala.
Si Ma'am Grace?
Binabati namin, si Ma'am Grace. Salamat po.
Attorney Boyet.
Magandang gabi po sa lahat. Kay Miss Grace po, magandang gabi rin.
Okay. Sige, maraming salamat po at magandang gabi. Ito po si Ben Blones.
Batas. Hanggang sa muling pagtatanghal ng Bayan at Batas. Samahang muli si Ben Blones sa ganito ring oras at himpilan.